Recyclical, making lithium ion last forever. Recyclical's patented recycling process achieves up to 100% recovery of battery metals from lithium-ion batteries for electric vehicles, including cobalt, lithium, nickel, manganese, and aluminum. Recyclical Battery Materials Incorporated trades on the TSX Venture AMY, on the OTCQB AMYZF, and Frankfurt ID4. For more information, visit recyclico.com or phone us at 778-574-4444. Recyclico, making lithium ion last forever.
You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at talkdigitalnetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR Newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He's speaking to us from Arizona. Welcome back to the show, Mark.
Glad to be here, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Do we have a special offer for our listeners?
Okay. We sure do. We're having some technical issues now with our website, changing servers and so forth, but hopefully it'll be straightened out in the next few hours. In any event, it's VRTrader.com is the website for Leibovit VR Newsletters. That's the way to get in, VRTrader.com. And the promo code for 50% off is 2022 half off, 2022 HALFOFF. And I also want to disclose that I'm not a financial advisor, nor do I provide financial advice, so I'm happy to talk about the markets.
Mark, does the U.S. debt ceiling deadline bother you? It seems that a lot of people are holding on to their money to find out if the U.S. is going to default or not.
You know, anything is possible. We've had so many outlier events. The things that are least expected or unexpected can happen. I can't imagine that if it did happen, it would last very long. You know, there's just too many downside consequences for that. You know, so much of it is political, unfortunately. It's unrelated to reality. The fact that the country has this much debt to begin with, the fact the Federal Reserve, which had nothing to do with the debt per se, directly, you know, was mismanaging their responsibilities for the longest time. It's like the inmates are running the asylum. I mean, that's been really good, what's going on in Washington, and that's only the tip of the iceberg, not even related to, various agencies politicizing and criminalizing things, you know, because you're in the wrong party or you're not saying the right thing. So when you answer that question, who knows? I mean, nobody would have expected a lot of the things that have happened in Washington. And, you know, we have worldwide events. We have Biden over in Japan. I don't know what he's doing over there. You know, Japan's got zero interest rates, and they own 80% of all the stocks on the stock exchange. So completely different system there. And, you know, we got Ukraine as a wild card. Taiwan, China is a given that eventually they're going to take over. We know just, you know, what's going on right now. The dollar is rallying, which is surprising a lot of people, which is helping commodity prices, which are now way down. But will they default? You know, maybe they'll default and then reverse themselves. I hope it doesn't come to that. But, you know, I can't believe that even if they did, it would be for very long. So the markets are sort of breaking out here a little bit, the technical action of some of the major indices. Ones that have been underperforming, I'm not saying are exploding or anything like that, but the Russell 2000 started to rally the last couple of days. The Dow Transport started to bounce a little bit. Many of the high flyers, the FANG stocks, you know, the big name, 15, you know, five or six names that control or seem to affect up to 20% of the movement of the S&P, they're continuing to move higher. So the market is more optimistic. Now, whether it's because they're expecting the Fed to pause in their June meeting, I can't believe that the Fed would lower rates, but there's anticipation that they might, you know, pause, and maybe they're also optimistic, thinking that the debt thing will be resolved. But the stocks, the tape, is a little more optimistic here, and whether it's false expectations and everybody's going to be disappointed is one thing, but usually the market sort of sees the future, so it seems to be suggesting that a couple of the issues that I've just talked about might be resolved positively the way the tape is acting right now. So let's just see how it plays out. We're still in a very treacherous cyclical period all year. We got the four-year presidential cycle low due sometime by the fall or into early next year. You've got the vernal equinox coming up this summer, this June. Last year in mid-June, we saw a market low. Could be a market high this year, perhaps. Maybe the cycle inverts. So, you've just got a lot of fun stuff going on, along with the U.S. dollar suddenly taking off, which is hurting gold and a lot of commodity prices. So a lot of these things are happening unexpectedly. So you got to, put on your seatbelt and your crash helmet because there's going to be possibly a lot of volatility in both directions here through the summer and into the fall. So that's pretty much the case, which, by the way, is great for traders. So that's actually a positive if you're looking for volatility.
Right. And with a rising U.S. dollar, does that mean there's confidence the debt ceiling crisis will be cured?
That's a good question. Money flows into the dollar looking for safety. So, that would happen both in times of war or political and or economic uncertainty. So I would guess that's probably a valid statement. Up to this point, as you know, the dollar's been weak. Commodity prices have been high. But even though the dollar's been weak, we still saw many of the high-tech names rally from last fall. The big name Apples and Facebook made NVIDIA, all the high flyers, Microsoft, which, represent a small part of the market, but have been moving the indexes, at least the S&P higher. So, you're not quite sure what the market is looking at. Right now, all I can say is the strength in the dollar is good for inflation, because if you look at just about every commodity price out there, it's down considerably, and that helps meet the part of the objective of the Federal Reserve, and certainly helps the pocketbooks of consumers. So that's a positive, at least one way to interpret the strength in the dollar.
We'll have more with Mark Leibovit right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Mark Leibovit. Mark, if gold has gone down a bit, is this a dip to buy, or do you wait and see?
Yeah, I think it is a opportunity, but using the charts, you do a lot of technical hocus pocus. You look at the moving averages, volume, whether you're deeply oversold, also whether you got a reversal pattern back to the upside. So theoretically, yes, but we don't have the clear signal that it's over. And if stocks continue higher and the dollar continues to rally, then the actual buy point may not be so close. It might be 2 days away or 2 months away. So as a trader, you don't have a clear signal to jump in yet. As a long-term investor, sure, you've got pullback from 2080 in gold, back into the high 1800s. So that's that's a nice correction, and certainly the low 1900s, I should say, at least. It depends on your time frame, but as a short-term trader, you don't have a clear signal yet. And if that dollar continues to move as it's moving, it could continue to put pressure on gold. It's funny, we talked about gold. You had a double top for 3 years, and I was concerned, will it break through the double top? And it goes back right to the highs and actually broke through $5 or $10 and then failed. So you actually have a triple top now in the gold market, and we're talking based in U.S. dollars. So it was sort of a bull trap when you sort of think about it. You get up there to that 2070, 2080 area, and then you break through by a couple bucks, and then it collapses. This is so many times you see this in the market. Big resistance levels become traps, big support levels become traps, and it's almost like they take out trader stops. because you know a lot of people are traders, not necessarily the smartest ones, but they buy breakouts, and sometimes that becomes a trap and it goes the other way. So in this case, that's what happened with the gold and silver market here. So it's you know, that's just the nature of the beast. You just understand, you know, basically your question is a good one. You want to buy into weakness and you want to sell into strength. And, you know, we may be approaching that point, but I think the key really is the dollar. So that's the best answer. We got to wait for a clear buy signal.
What's going on the cryptocurrency front?
Ethereum started to rally a little bit. In fact, a couple of them, XRP, started to move up. Bitcoin didn't get back up to the high, start to uptick a little bit. You know, the crypto seem to do better when money is flush and easily available, like when we had 0% interest rates and everything was flying last year in the crypto world. So they've come off technical bottoms. I still like them, bigger picture, but with interest rates going up, credit is tightening, you know, the money isn't, and of course you had the FTX failure. You know, I think it's more tradable. I don't think it's clear sailing yet with the, you know, current environment. So I like them, and, you know, but I don't think, you know, necessarily they're going to continue to move higher big. We saw a couple bounces here last couple of days, and then like Ethereum and XRP, which are favorites among traders. Bitcoin didn't do as well, but short term, it's unclear to me whether this is the best time to jump in unless you're taking, you know, a multi-year or a multi-month objective.
Anything happening on the geocosmic front that we may not be aware of?
Nothing that you may not be aware of. There's a couple things going on. You know, my recommendation is to go to spaceweather.com, where they check the current solar flares and sunspots and so forth. So the biggest issue for me is more on the seasonality patterns, you know, like, you know, we're in this period coming into June, as I mentioned earlier, with the summer solstice, and many times the market has a change of direction around these seasonal periods. You know, we saw it in March, and we saw it last March, so, you know, and last summer, so let's see, you know, what unfolds here into mid-June. That's really important. I suspect it'll be coincident with a big high or big low in the market of some kind. It might be a reversal for gold and commodity markets as well. So this is like a planetary event, and it's been going on forever, and you can do your research and go back and see how many big movements in the market are just somehow crazily tied to seasonal changes on the planet. So that's more of a focus. But obviously, if something big happens, you know, we start talking about asteroids or solar flares or other fun stuff out there. You know, we just have to watch that day to day, and those just seem to come and go. No big ones yet on the horizon, but I suspect when the big one comes, it'll be a surprise anyway, like the Carrington event was back in the mid-1800s. So we'll just, I'm just focusing more on the summer solstice and see what happens.
Are people overly focused on AI investment right now? I remember back in the 80s, if somebody built a web page, people would pour millions of dollars into something that you can do for $10 now.
You know, maybe I don't want to be a latecomer. You know, when for example, when cannabis became hot back in 2014, you know, you'd mention the subject and everybody would think you're nuts and, you know, just turned out to be a big play. You know, it really took off. And I don't know enough about the AI, but obviously it's a current fad that hit the markets here. Everybody's talking about it. Which companies are the way to play it? I don't understand it. I look at some of the names, and some of the bigger names like Google and so forth are, you know, they're embracing this as part of their technology. So I'm not really sure how to play it. I mean, there's a couple individual stocks that have that name in it, and they're very volatile and they're tradable. Whether this is a fad or really the beginning of something, or it was already in the system and we didn't really hear about it up till now, that I can't say. So to me, it's an opportunity. If you can find a stock or a group of stocks that are tracking with that story and you can buy them, you know, on pullbacks and trade them accordingly. But just to jump into a bunch of AI stocks, you know, saying this is it, and they're going to go up forever, and this is the place to be. It could be, like I said a moment ago, it could be just a short-term, you know, fad in the market. I mean, you can look at anything. I mean, even looking at the electric vehicle play, for example. I mean, look at a lot of the EV stocks that took off big, did well, some in China. You know, of course, Tesla's the big name, but even Tesla had a huge correction after a while. And lithium stocks, for example, or lithium took off big, and they had a big shakeout after too many people jumped on thinking that lithium and that's going to be the play forever. I mean, these are just extremely volatile, you know, markets and investment ideas. So you got to, like we're talking about gold a few minutes ago, they're going to have their swings. And, you know, you've got to use a little common sense. What I do is more like, you know, technical stuff. When you see something go straight up in a parabolic move, you know, it's blowing off to the upside and too many people have fallen in love with it, and you got to be careful. So I like it when they kill them, when they really take them down big and they shake people out, and that provides, you know, opportunities. I mean, even look at Facebook, which now they call Meta. You know, in the last year, it had a huge correction, $100, $150 to the downside. And if you look at the chart, it just went off the cliff. Well, that type of action means there's a panic to the downside, and usually that's coincident with a buying opportunity. So, you know, same thing to the upside when they go the other way. So, you know, this is the advantage of doing some technical analysis or learning how to use technical analysis or following someone like myself, at least tries to get a handle on these extremes in both directions. So hopefully I covered your question.
Mark, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Glad for having me. Thank you so much, Jim.
My guest has been Mark Leibovit, editor and publisher of the Leibovit VR newsletters, also known as VRTrader.com. He was speaking to us from Arizona. If you have any questions for Mark or for any of our guests, you can send them to info@HowStreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on Twitter at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. HowStreet.com Radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.